And let's listen now to some angry reaction in Mexico after President Trump yesterday directed the government to immediately begin building that border wall. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Mexico City, and she says lawmakers in Mexico are urging their president to cancel his scheduled visit to Washington next week.
President Enrique Peña Nieto has not said whether he will cancel his meeting. In a video he released late Wednesday, he said he's waiting to hear from his high-level negotiators now in Washington meeting with Trump administration officials. Depending on their report, Peña Nieto said he will decide what to do next. Speaking forcefully into the camera, he says he condemns the U.S.'s decision to build a wall, which he says divides instead of unites.
Lo he dicho una y otra vez. Mexico no pagará ningún muro.
I have repeatedly said Mexico will not pay for a wall, said Peña Nieto.
He has to say that, but I'm just telling you there will be a payment.
In President Trump's first interview on ABC News, he insisted Mexico will pay. Maybe in a, quote, complicated way, but they will pay, said Trump. In one of his executive orders signed yesterday, it was written in a way that may allow the new administration to restrict aid to Mexico. Mexican Senator Armando Rios Peter of the opposition leftist party PRD says enough is enough. He wants President Peña Nieto to stand up to these threats and insults and call it what it is.
It's a hostile act. It's an unfriendly act. That's the way we are going to start saying it all over the world.
Trump did emphasize several times the importance of helping Mexico maintain a strong economy during his border security speech. That appears to have helped the flagging Mexican peso, which has taken a dive following every tweet and announcement from Trump since his election. Yesterday, the peso gained more than 2% against the dollar. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.